from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Last year.
Hold on, everybody.
No.
We're going to go over to Swag in Indianapolis. We've got Jeffrey Bassa sitting down.
Yes. All right. Joining us now is a Fiesta Bowl MVP and returning for the Oregon Ducks, a linebacker, Jeffrey Bassa, joining us. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great. How y'all doing?
Great. How's Indianapolis? We've talked to you from L.A. Now we get you in Indianapolis. How's Indianapolis treating you guys so far?
It's been great so far. Yeah, it's been great so far. The flight out here wasn't too bad. No, it wasn't too shabby. You know, watching a little bit of Netflix. But, yeah, no, it's been great out here so far. The hospitality's been great. Seeing this stadium, you know, for sure going to be here a couple more times. So, yeah, no, it's been amazing.
What are you watching on Netflix?
Yeah, exactly. That's what
yeah, what's on the Netflix for you?
Right now, watching Your Honor. I don't know if you guys have heard of that.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good show, yeah.
Yeah.
Bryan Cranston, I think he's the judge in that, right?
Yep.
You season one still? You on season two?
Season two is starting to get a little wicked. Yeah, right.
I mean, season one got pretty wicked. Okay, I got to ask you this, because this has been a track for you, at least for me personally, because you have undergone one of the most obscene physical changes I've ever seen of somebody in college football. What is your weight now?
Yeah, my weight right now is 231. That's what I weighed in at. Okay.
Goodness gracious. All so right. you were what, 185 when you got on campus, if I remember right?
Yeah, 185, 190. Yeah, around there.
So you've put on 41 pounds.
Yep. Yes, sir.
It's amazing what diet in a weight room do for you. Diet in a weight room.
Man.
Holy smokes.
Yes, sir.
What does this offseason look like for you, Jeffrey? I mean, you guys have had... obviously, there's a lot of change going on that defense. You guys have, whether it's recruiting, hitting the portal, development of the younger guys, there's a lot of new faces that are going to be rolling in on the defensive side of the ball. What does it look like this offseason, since the end of spring ball to now ramping up to where you guys start practice next week?
Yeah, right now it's just getting everybody on the same page. I think from spring ball all the way to summer workouts, it's been a lot of tension that's been built up from the guys, right? It's kind of like having an 11-headed goat on offense and defense, you know what I mean? And obviously we have a great two deep right now, so it's a lot of guys want to just say, oh, hurry up and put the pads on and hurry up and line up against Idaho and then, you know, week through week. But right now it's just getting everybody on the same page, getting everybody dialed in. We all know that fall camp is going to be a grind. So it's going to be up to me and some of the leaders on the team to keep this team consistent throughout fall camp and, you know, keep this team healthy as well. So
you guys didn't lose many games last year. What did you learn in those losses that can set you up for this year?
Yeah, what I learned the most would have to be crucial plays and little details in games can literally win or lose you games. I think literally the first time that we played Washington, there was a couple plays, like if we converted that first down on that last drive, probably would have sealed the game, right? Or, you know, the second time we just had to stop the run, all right? They were running simple plays and we literally just had to stop the run. But I think it came down to little things that we sometimes shot ourselves in the foot, whether that was with penalties or, you know, we weren't expecting this and they showed something new or something like that. So, yeah, it just came down to little details.
All right, I have to ask you about this one. Last year, Texas Tech to start the season, that was a wild scene. That was a wild scene. On the sidelines, as a sideline reporter, I'm getting tortillas thrown at me for four quarters of the game. Water bottles were being thrown for four quarters of the game. And at the end of that game, you had the 45-yard interception returned for a touchdown as time was winding down. What was going through your head when you see ball come your way, former teammate with the rock in his hands, and he releases the ball, and you're going down that sideline saying, "This is gonna, I'm gonna seal this thing"?
Yeah, so I kind of want to give you guys a little story. So when I first got to Oregon, COVID was kind of still a thing. My first workout at Oregon, Tyler was, he was standing off by himself. And so, you know, I was new. I really didn't know nobody but except my roommate. So I was just walking around, and he was the first person that shook my hand. He was like, "Hey, what's going on, bro? My name's Tyler." I was like, "What's going on? My name's Jeff." So, shoot, fast forward a couple years later, it's like, wow, right? But, you know, going back to that play, kind of just seeing the seeing Dorless hit the quarterback, and then going back to that play, it's like right when I saw the ball, like I kind of like panicked because I knew I had to catch it, right? It was just right there in front of my face, and I knew that we only had a couple seconds left in the game. I was not thinking of going down. I know that if I would have caught the ball and went down, the game would have been over, but I was not thinking about going down. I kind of got chewed out after that, you know, from Coach Lanning and some of my teammates. They were like, "Jeff, why didn't you go down?" And I was like, "No, woo-dee-woo, like, now I have a touchdown. We can just say that." But, but yeah, no, it was an amazing feeling, man. It was amazing. Amazing feeling to, you know, just be in that type of game, you know, with that much adversity and kind of seal it off by myself. So,
well, speaking of those kind of adversities and crowds that you guys are going to have the opportunity with, you guys are going to have, you know, three new kind of road experiences at Purdue, Michigan, and Wisconsin. When you look at that schedule for you guys, which one of those is the one that really jumps out to you as like, this is where I want to really shine?
Yeah, I would really have to say Wisconsin and Michigan. I think that people know that Michigan, obviously what they did last year, I think their Coach Harbaugh did a great job last year coaching that team, right? And they, you know, he got them all the way, and, you know, they did it big, right? And I know that team's still going to have a target on their back from this season, from, you know, multiple teams that they faced last season and as well as us, right? So I think that, you know, heading into that game, there's obviously going to be a lot of eyes, right, both on us and both on them. So it's just about, I think it's really just going to be about how good can I not let the external factors and the outside noise not affect that, like, my success in that game, right? And then as well as Wisconsin, I know that they have a huge tradition with jump around and stuff like that. I know they have an amazing stadium, so I'm excited to, you know, go see what their fans are talking about.
Jeff, before we let you go, man, I gotta ask, because a lot has been made about the University of Oregon, the recruiting, whether it's, you know, with the high school talent or in the transfer portal and keeping guys around, about NIL being the only thing. I have long said that relationships matter more than anything in recruiting still. NIL can get you in the door, can help you close, but relationships matter. What is this staff and Coach Lanning, what do they mean to you guys as far as the relationship standpoint in building what you guys have built and kept together at Oregon, with not a lot of guys leaving in the portal, but a lot of guys coming back around and coming in?
Yeah, they mean the world to me. I think just the relationships that I've built with them since they came in have been genuine. They've been true. They've never broken or went against their word. They've always kept their word. And, you know, I don't think money's going to change that. I don't think, you know, any external factors are going to change that. But that's just who they are as people. I have great relationships with almost dang near every single coach on our staff. I feel comfortable every time I'm in the facility. I know that I can ask anybody for any support whenever I need it. I know that they're gonna answer when I call them. And I know that they're always going to be there for me. And, you know, the energy is going to be reciprocated both ways. So I think, you know, no amount of money or no amount of, you know, bragging or any or little thing like that is gonna change how much they mean to me and how much I mean to them.
I think Coach Lanning said it best before the Colorado game: rooted in substance, right?
And, no doubt.
And there it is, right there. Jeff Bossa, we appreciate you sitting down with us for a few minutes today. Good luck this season. We'll see you next week down at Oregon Media Day.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
All right, there he is, Fiesta Bowl MVP, linebacker for the Oregon Ducks, Jeff Bossa, coming back for another run down in Eugene.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.